It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we do welcome your questions, 818-818-6401. The only hour we don't take questions is the first hour of Friday, because Michelle is here with your questions on health and wellness issues. The amazing Deborah Tavares is here. Her website is stopthecrime.net. And I usually don't have a lot to say here, although I will insert science and some questions. Deborah has so much stuff packed into an hour, it's amazing. And she finds documents and information you need to know about, because the world that you currently believe exists, in many cases we can document, has not been the world you live in at all. Deborah, what's the latest news? We have some drone footage you've sent me, and I think we'll probably do some video afterward. This drone footage shows government disclosure of a plan. In fact, what they've been doing is getting a lot of debris underneath power lines after they clear out the duct. And this increases the chances of actually smart grid system causing fires. In fact, PG&E in Northern California, they've actually been sued. In fact, they're going in bankruptcy because they were causative of the major fires with the combination of their power lines not moved away from chaparral and from the duft around trees, but also the fact that smart grid itself generates power surges. The province of Saskatchewan has outlawed smart grid because it causes sparks, can burn wires in buildings, and can actually start fires. So we now know that there's an agenda here. What's the latest, Deborah?
Well, it sounds like I just got into your conversation about the drone flyover that I sent you.
Right.
Arizona. And I want to let everyone know that's listening that Dr. Bill and I will be putting together a special advisory with this drone. It's also most important for everyone to know that the mayor of Tucson is a Rothschild, and it's also very important to know. Here's what it said above the footage that I received from the fellow that did the drone flyover for these large ranches that are in Show, that's S-H-O-W, Sholo, Arizona. Very interesting to see that on the map. It is kind of in the northern central part of Arizona, and it is in Navajo County, Arizona. And this is what was sent to us at stopthecrime.net, which, by the way, I urge everyone to go to on a regular basis. We have now posted the five YouTubes that cover the plan discussing genocide and why genocide is now legal. So there's a five-part series that we now have posted, Dr. Bill, and everyone that's listening. We recommend you go to that. Please spread this information far and wide. But here is what
this fits with the Green Agenda of population reduction worldwide. Please continue.
Yes. So, again, I don't know if you covered this, but this is the couple of paragraphs or sentences that were above the link, which I forwarded to you, showing the drone flyover. And this man was asked to get some drone footage of two residential areas in Sholo, Arizona. They told him that this was on state land and that it was thinned out by the state. In other words, the state is saying they're thinning out the forest to help reduce fire risks. But they left all of the wood debris in small piles all over the federally owned and state-run and managed lands.
Wow.
And the residents of two large residential areas have been complaining and have asked the state of Arizona to remove the wood so that they wouldn't cause a fire. And their concerns so far have fallen on deaf ears. And, of course, it's going to be a very hot summer season with climate change, which is what we're promised, increased weaponized weather events of 2019. We're going to discuss that further when I get through discussing this drone flyover. But the map at the beginning of the video shows the state-owned land, which is marked. And the map is good because it shows how these private property owners are surrounded by state-owned land. And then you see the piles of wood strategically located, many under power lines. And none of this was evident to the residents until they realized how big the area was and how strategically all the wood piles have been positioned until they saw the drone footage. So for everyone that's listening, please go to stopthecrime.net. Within the next 48 hours, Dr. Bill and I will have assembled this information in full so you can see. The added point I want to make is I recently returned from British Columbia, and while we were being driven around the beautiful forested areas where we were by our hosts, they were commenting about how the government there is thinning out the forests, but they were also showing us, and we saw it, their concern of all of the debris that is being left behind.
Right.
So this falls into the YouTube video that I did in 2015 called Plan to Burn Up Northern California.
Right.
Everyone listening, the plan is not just only for California. This is a worldwide plan of burning cities and areas down and moving people off of the rural lands.
And also a combination of destroying regular water supply and destroying it by polluting it with the fires. But also not seeking primary water, which you're an expert on and introduced me years ago to Paul Power, the Primary Water Institute in Northern California. Please continue.
Yes, and another very important situation in reality is, and it's becoming more increasingly evident, that the international controllers, the cabal, will be intensifying the inability for us to get fire insurance. And I'm going to
That's very real. My next-door neighbor actually couldn't get fire insurance until he told us about our company. He went to four or five companies, and because we'd had a fire about 5 miles away, literally in Gopher Canyon here, in North County, San Diego last year, and right now we've had plenty of rain the last 6 months. But he couldn't get insurance. That's my very next-door neighbor, and we're in an 8-home gated community, and there was no fire anywhere near us, but you could see it about 5 miles away across the ridge.
Right.
And that's an example that we have regulatory agencies and banks and insurance companies that are trying to actually depopulate rural areas and coastal areas, too.
That's exactly right. In fact, we're seeing now the increasingly unavailable and unaffordable home insurance because of threatened areas of wildfire and other crises.
Right.
And this is a plan, as you said, to depopulate the rural areas of California and other states and countries as well. Their plan, of course, is to make insurance too expensive and unavailable. And we just need to watch this trend, because we know here in California that we're being told that because we didn't take care of the forest, there's ongoing rural problems in California. No, the cabal has set us up. They've increasingly and deliberately created kindling with the overhead aerial spraying programs. And we are ready to combust and ignite. So everybody
let me insert something. One of my military friends is actually my tech for my computers, was up there in Northern California last year, and there were so many drones in the air firing off directed energy weapons to start fires that they couldn't get the helicopters in to drop the fire retardant. That's a military guy who worked in special forces. It's a friend of mine in Northern California, where you are ahead of fires, that said they had so many damn drones in the air they couldn't get the helicopters in to drop the fire retardant. And these drones were firing off dew or directed energy weapons like lasers to actually start fires.
Well,
so they were actually on
purpose. That is absolutely true. We were actually, during the Redding fires here in 2018, we went to several meetings where they were giving us reports on the disposition of the fires. And we were told by one of the command commissioners that they could not get into Redding because of all of the drones. And I asked, why don't you just remove the drones and get them out of the way? Shoot them down if you have to. And they said this. They said that they would need to find out who they were from and what regulatory agency they were flying out of. So in other words, they're all very much aware.
They're aware these are a government agency. Yeah, let me explain. I can actually order a drone for $1,200 and put a green laser on it that can cover and start a fire 2 miles away. So any idiot could do this, but it's probably some deep government department that's part of this agenda. And people don't want to believe that that our own government's doing this. Yes, it is. We do some of the very best things in the world to help people in disaster, but also our government is evil. Just like the SAD or special activity.
Perpetrators come in after the disasters are created and come in and rape, pillage, and plunder.
Yeah.
And then attach agendas and aid to their resources. This is called natural capital, and this is happening worldwide now in all of the cities. But I want to finish this bit of a story because it's important to understand that this is what one of the insurance commissioners recently said about insurance. They said that while the home insurance market is not in crisis yet, the state is marching towards a future where home insurance will be increasingly unavailable and or unaffordable. And this, they're saying, is in high-risk areas. So we're going to put that up. We're going to create a special piece on this topic. Right now, I want to roll into a couple of other areas as well. Many of you now know that today in California, being July the 1st of 2019, our gas tax per gallon went up nearly 6 cents a gallon. California is now has the highest gas tax of any state in the United States. So I want to discuss this because this is extremely important. This is another method to get us out of the rural areas. This is all by design. And this is to get us out of our cars into and onto bicycles, onto walking trails, and into cities where there's public transportation, and buying and forcing us into electric vehicles, which are extremely toxic and very high polluters. So I sent out this email blast last week. Everyone, I would urge you to go to stopthecrime.net, go to our email blast out tab, and read this article entitled Kiss Your Gas Goodbye. And it discusses how climate change, it discusses what the climate plans are revealing. And there's no new petrol or diesel cars after 2030. And this is a report that comes out of Ireland. Now, while people will be reading this story from Ireland and they think, oh, this is just happening in Ireland, it won't happen here, it is happening everywhere. So wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you live, this is a worldwide plan, and I'm going to go over it right now as far as kiss your gas goodbye. We know that the climate change plans will see cars, homes, and towns shaken up. This is an absolute global, worldwide disruption based on false plans of climate action plans that are setting out radical reforms worldwide. I have a tab on Stop the Crime about climate action plans. No one is reading these plans. This is where this disruption is occurring. We have mind-controlled, United Nations-controlled policies being directed into all of our cities through and by our mayors in all of our cities, through all the local government agencies on every single level. I cannot underscore enough that everyone please watch the five-part video series that we've now just posted about genocide documents and how murder is legal. We go through these plans. We show you the policies that are in place that are literally genociding us by crushing us financially, economically, massive disruption with our families. This is all planned. So here's what my insider had to say from Ireland, and this is very important for everyone to hear. So he said, and it's important, again, I can't underscore, you're going to hear me talking about Ireland, but it is important to know that this is worldwide. So here we go. The plan bans the sales of new petrol and diesel cars by 2030. I'm going to repeat this.
Yeah.
The plan bans the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 2030.
Wow.
Those remaining on the road after 2030 will not be issued the national car test certificate to allow their cars.
Keep that thought, Deborah.
Road.
We'll be right back and we'll continue.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. We have Deborah back again. Deborah.
We were talking about the climate action plans as now being revealed to the Irish people. And we have been talking about these plans for some time, Dr. Bill, on many of the shows that we do repeatedly. So I'm going to tell people what our Irish correspondent sent us, the newspaper outlining these plans, and what the observations are that are occurring in Ireland, so that you're prepared to make similar observations that are occurring right now where you live, everywhere you live. There is nowhere that is void of these plans. So here's what the insider told us. The plan bans the sale of new petroleum and diesel cars by 2030. Those remaining on the road after 2030 will not be issued the National Car Test Certificate after 2045. And here's what's happening. They're saying that the National Car Test is now being conducted by a private company to determine whether your car is roadworthy. And an example of that and how this works is a story about a man with an older car, low miles, impeccable condition, and he failed this National Car Test because he did not have airbags, which are not a law in Ireland. The point is that the car was roadworthy, and they refused to pass the car, putting the man off the road and rendering his car worthless. And this is how a private company will control transportation in the future. This will happen everywhere. Eventually, they'll be able to retire all gasoline and diesel cars based on precedents and dictates. If you don't have the money for an electric car, you're out of luck, and you're forced to use public transit. Of course, you're tracked and exposed to Wi-Fi and Tetra and other wireless as well by all the frequencies in these human settlement zones where public transportation by other means, bicycles, trains, and buses, will be more prevalent. This is what the gas tax is going to be used for here in California and elsewhere. We'll go over that more in a moment. But staying with this article out of Ireland, go on to say that all the newer cars in Ireland, and of course our cars too, have chips which allow them to be tracked. And of course nobody asked for the chips, but everyone's paying for them anyway. And this is a story from a farmer in Cork, Ireland. Now when I went to Ireland some months back, I went through Cork, Ireland, and discovered the use of cork is now by pharmaceuticals. And an interesting story out of Cork was that they were manufacturing and dispersing in the air Viagra. And many of the people in Cork have been complaining about the sexualization of the city because, of course, these plants are there in Cork. And it's causing increased sexual deviance and concerns by the people who live in Cork. But let's go back to the cars for a minute, because there was a farmer in Cork, Ireland, and one night as he neared his farm, he decided to visit a neighbor that lived next door to him. And they shared a couple of drinks, and then he was headed to his farm, and he drove off the road, and the airbags were deployed. And there was nobody that was hurt. There was no damage, no one else involved. In fact, no one saw him drive off the road. So he got out of his car, and he walked the short distance to his farm, thinking he would go and get his car in the morning. And around 3 a.m. that morning, there was a knock on the door, and it was the police. The police asked if he was the owner of the car. The police told him they had received a call from the manufacturer that the airbags had deployed. The man was charged. So they're not sure what has happened to him yet, but this, of course, will set a precedent under European law, and it becomes applicable across the entire European Union.
Right.
So the bottom line in Ireland, which is what they're saying, is we're further along the road to control of all cars and vehicles than anyone realizes. And, of course, we've had Kiss Your Gas Goodbye as a link on Stomp the Climate.
Well, that's
dot.
That's why they're moving 5G network, because they want to get autonomous vehicles, because eventually it will be against the law for a person to have their own personal vehicle and drive it. It'll be driven by AI systems and computers in years to come, and you will not be allowed to either own or to drive a personal vehicle in the world of the future. That's where we're going.
Right.
It might take a while to do that, but that's their objective.
Keep in mind, Dr. Bill, of course, this is for our safety, because now we're proving that we're too distracted by our wireless technologies, and we're not able to keep our eyes on the road. And now drug abuse is escalated to the extent, too, that we're becoming, they're saying, less capable of driving. So
I think we could put a safety wire in the road and have some AI systems that can be in each vehicle, and you wouldn't lose and have autonomous vehicles driving us everywhere. They don't want us to be able to drive anywhere not in their control. That's the problem. Please continue.
Yeah, I want to add one thing just right now, because I just picked this story up this morning. Be very careful for those of you that are relying on Google Maps. It's important to know that some people were given some wrong directions while heading to an airport in an unfamiliar city, and they deviated into a dirt road area that was swampy, and the cars got into trouble because they followed Google Maps. I will tell you from my very own experience recently going up to Canada, the Google Maps really caused us tremendous disorientation and long routes to get to the destination. So I urge all of you to get your paper maps out, map your route using the old maps. Keep old maps anyway, because during all of these increased and intentional attacks with using weather weapons, our wireless devices are not going to work anyway. But I'm going to continue with this story, and then we're going to jump in to the headlines, the Sunday headlines here in Northern California. So it's important to know what these rules in Ireland are doing and what the rules are doing in your town as well. So they go on to say that all of these regulatory frameworks are developed to achieve low emissions, and they're going to increase parking pricing policies and provide local authorities with enhanced powers over vehicles. So they're talking about how the Climate Action Plan, and yours does too, contains over 180 measures to lower Ireland's carbon emissions, ours as well. It includes incentives to encourage drivers to switch to electric vehicles, retrofitting gas boilers in their homes, increasing the carbon tax, and a scheme to sell any electricity home generators back into the grid. The plan bans the sale, again, of new petrol and diesel cars by 2030. But the government aims to have, in Ireland alone, 950,000 electric vehicles on the road by 2030. And they say
the thing is, making these batteries actually generates more CO2, and CO2 is not the problem. Please continue.
Yeah, they say giving local authorities new powers to restrict certain areas to low-emission vehicles would allow local authorities to make a positive impact on their air quality and cut emissions. They're going to be telling people what areas right now they can't go into if they are driving gas or diesel-powered vehicles. But they say the ban will be effective on the installation of the oil burners in homes by the year 2022. That's 2022. And so they're also saying that the plan will require retrofitting 400,000 homes. Now, this is in Ireland only, and businesses with heat pumps, replacing existing oil and solid fuel boilers, on also increasing a carbon tax, which will increase the cost of home ownership as well, and will be incrementally increased over successive budgets. So very stealthily and incrementally, you're going to be taxed a carbon tax. And they go on to say that a new microgeneration scheme will also be introduced, allowing homeowners to generate their own electricity and sell what they don't use back to the grid. The proposal is in line with all of the EU rules. So I want you all to think about the new Green Deal. Again, it is not new. It is not green, yeah. And it is not a deal. Well, think in terms
maybe
of
it's green.
Word,
it's green from the rotting of human flesh is with the green. By the way, they had big protests in Oregon over this. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but I saw it.
Well,
this morning.
I did, and just, actually, that was during a time when there was a worldwide protest with kids in schools that have been substantially programmed into believing that climate change is simply too many people using too much stuff. And so they're protesting, and they're wanting to create climate change policies more expeditiously because they say that the world cannot wait. But let's continue, because first of all, we all know that climate change is, in fact, climate control, and there's a very excellent document called 1960 CIA Memorandum for Climate Control. For those of you who have not seen this document, you need to. It discusses more than just weather weapons. But the government in Ireland and in your town aim to move renewable energies quickly, and they're making changes now, they say, before it's too late. So, again, now, in this morning's front page headlines of our local paper, it says this: gas cost per gallon jumps nearly 6 cents. And I started out the program talking about this. But I think what's most important for people to understand is they're telling us that this gas tax is going to be used for road and bridge improvement. They're not improving the road and bridges. In fact, they're allowing all of that infrastructure to fail. The gas tax is going to be used for the smart cities, for the paths, and for bicycle lanes. That's where this tax is going. Don't be fooled into believing that you're going to see road improvement. And I will tell you that this article reveals that here in Northern California, we have some of the worst maintained roads in California, in fact, in the country. Here we are considered the wine country, and we see many signs posted around the area that say first-class wine and third-world roads. This is a fact. We have broken windshields, potholes, and we have bridges that are not being maintained that will go out because of the increased weather targeting hits that we're being given. So while we're evacuating and or while there are atmospheric rivers, a new term for creating rivers in the sky through technology, they're going to be blasting out the bridges, our dams and reservoirs, as well as our levees. In fact, I was looking at a horrifying article about the fact that the governments are putting these rat bait boxes on levees and on earthen banks made of earth that hold back water, because they're trying to kill the rodents that burrow in to these berms. And what is happening is these are causing bleed outs in animals, because the rat bait is an anticoagulant, and it's given to humans as well. I know many people, sadly, personally, that were given rat bait when they had excessive blood clots in their legs, and sadly, one of my very dear friends just recently passed away from a stroke. Having said that, this is all part of an intentional poisoning of the water supply and killing of our animals. We've talked about how the infrastructure has been set up, is being targeted worldwide. We've discussed this.
Right.
So again, on to StopTheCrime.net, you'll see the documents. I talk about that, and we post them. So it's important to understand the gas tax is to get us off the roads. It is to further the smart commuter rails and all of the smart city applicable expenses, for millions and millions of dollars are being exploited from all of us. When we return, we're going to talk about fires. We're going to talk about the intentional setting of the fires and the plans that lie ahead for all of us, no matter where you are.
Back in 4 minutes. Back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back. We have Deborah back. And Deborah, there's lots of important things to talk about here. Go to the
website.
Yes,
I wanted to talk about the Pacific Gas and Electric public safety power shutoff meeting that we attended here last week, the last week of June in 2019 here in Northern California.
Right.
Now, while you hear me talk about Pacific Gas and Electric, understand this is orchestrated by Rothschild, who is, in fact, orchestrating the utilities worldwide. And so I want you to keep that in mind. I'm talking to you. I'm talking about what will happen to you, your climate action plans. I have yet to find a plan that does not say that fires will not be one of the consequences of climate change, the new normal we all find ourselves in. So fires and floods and high winds and swamping of the infrastructure, which has now all been set up to be booby-trapped. But getting back to this power safety shutoff meeting, it is unbelievable. And after I went to the meeting, and I'll go over some of the handouts that I pulled from the meeting and what they say, but I want to just have everyone know what the front page of Sunday's paper here in Northern California, where I live, said. Now, this was June 30th of 2017. Headlines: Pacific Gas and Electric widens blackout scopes. So let's talk about this. It says the utility is now boosting power shutoff programs to prevent more wildfires. Now, let's be very clear. They are creating the wildfires. This is Rothschild and company and LLC and agencies. These fires are being deliberately set and created to literally wipe us off the rural lands.
Right.
So the article goes on to say, with the onset of the wildfire season, Northern California residents are bracing for the prospect of calamities, along with new concerns of intentional blackouts aimed at preventing fires, but posing threats for people who are caught unprepared. Now, here's what they're saying will constitute the situation around an intentional blackout. They say that conditions will be hot, dry, and windy. Those are they're saying, are the primary ingredients for devastating fires. Now, let's be clear. We are always heavily chemtrailed days before these fires, heavily chemtrailed. We're chemtrailed during the fires and after the fires to hold all the toxic smoke down low as a further enhancement of causing illness and death. So what we're
By the way, the chemtrails are at the lower altitude. At higher altitudes, they have nanoparticles, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, and scalar induction fields from satellites that can actually control weather systems and disperse them and or tornadic activity, and can even trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes. So we have weaponized planet Earth, and five nations have weather modification technology. We and the Russians are the most advanced.
Well,
it's not just chemtrails which they put up. And you can't see these scalar waves unless you have a torsion field imaging technology. So we have the ability to completely disperse storms or to create them and redirect them. And this is evil. There's no word about it. It's evil. So,
It absolutely is. And to that point, and I want to get back to this article because it's extremely important. But for those of you that have not caught prior shows that Dr. Bill and I have done, we have discussed Solaren Corp, S-O-L-A-R-E-N Corporation, out of Manhattan Beach in Southern California, and how this is a worldwide additional redistribution of electricity from space-based satellites. But I'm going to go back to this article. We're recommending, when you have hot, dry, windy conditions and low humidity, that you and your neighbors have a watch. What do I mean by that? Well, when I lived on a boat, Dr. Bill, and we were out at sea at night, we had to have watches, and we had 3 hour shifts, and I had to have binoculars on, scan the horizon for ships, because as a smaller boat, we could easily be run over by a large freighter or tanker, and they would just think they hit a whale. So we have to have watches under these conditions, because this is all intentional. And what we're recommending is that neighbors have watches when you have very low humidity, wind, extreme heat, and heavy chemtrails. And do not listen to your weather forecasts, because they are all lying to all of us about weather. So we're also being told in part of the literature that we picked up from this power outage meeting that they say, although a customer may not live or work in a high fire threat area, their power could be turned off if their community relies on a line that runs through an area experiencing extreme fire dangerous conditions. So you don't even need to be living now in a high threat fire area, of which the California Public Utility Commission, which is also an arm, sadly, run by the cabal, they have this threat district map, and it shows California and in the tiers of and the elevated tiers, and it shows extreme areas of high-risk fire and elevated tiers, which is most of the state of California. So this goes all the way through the Pacific Gas and Electric Service District, all the way on up to the Oregon border. But let me tell you, Southern California is also scooped into this as well, because they talk about San Diego Gas and Electric, who actually was the beginning of creating these power outage plans in the first place back in 2007. So it's important to remember that over the last couple of years, we have been hit by massive weaponized fire events, intentional and caused by extreme weather events.
And by the way, PG&E plans on shutting off the power rather than fixing the power lines of the duct and so on to people that may require medical support devices requiring power in Northern California. So they're actually, their plan is just to shut the power off so they don't cause fires. This is insane, isn't it?
Well, it is, because what they're telling people is that the reason that we're being told now is that we have to prepare. And it's important to remember that over the past few years, we've had 16,500 fires that have scorched more than 3 million acres statewide. This was in 2017 and in 2018. And they're giving the stats of murder rates. This is murder. They're saying lives lost, 146. Well, we know in Paradise alone, there was much more than the 80-some-odd murdered people that they discuss. So we're watching the destroying, intentional destruction of our cities. But more importantly, the increased opportunity to affect people's ability for safety. And they talk about is that, again, San Diego Gas and Electric pioneered the shutoffs after its power lines ignited in 2007. That was called the Witch Fire, W-I-T-C-H fire, which killed two people and destroyed 1,100 homes. Again, that was back in 2007. They tell us how the Emergency Management Agency is working on responses to shutdown, which will impact public services, including emergency responses as well as people's lives. They say that blackout affects traffic signals and could reduce water pressure. Well, I'm going to add right now for everyone living in the rural area, if you are on a well, you will not have water available to you if you're trying to douse out embers, if you're in an area where embers are being blown onto your property. So it's most important that you become all very proactive in preparing to...
Well, you should have tanks on your property. I have a 2,500 and a 500-gallon tank right behind my house, and you should be storing water. And if you can't get water, either a well or primary water, we have Paul Power, you should do that. Plus, you should have backup power. I have a 20-kilowatt generator on propane and a 8,500-watt solar panels, and I'm going to be getting the silicon salt batteries to store that power, so that if the power grid goes out, because they're planning on knocking it out, or they're going to let it happen from the sun or a foreign power like North Korea.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I want to continue with this article so that people will understand the different aspects of what they're telling us they know will occur.
Right.
And they're saying that people may not be able to call 911 because the lines will be down. They won't be able to access the internet or buy gasoline for their cars if they're trying to evacuate. And they say that the shutdowns could be life-threatening to those who depend on power to operate medical devices, which you mentioned, Dr. Bill, or keep machines and medicines that require refrigeration. They say that de-energizing events will challenge more than we care to even discuss. So in other words, power shutdowns will be more challenging than they're even saying in this newspaper right now. This is shutting down the economy of all areas that are de-energizing their systems. Make no mistake, the climate action plans tell us that we are being put back into the year 1750 where there was no machinery or equipment. Even the World Bank talks about the worldwide slowing economy. The economy is being intentionally slowed down, and this is all part of the takedown and the transition into a mechanical world. But they go on to say that
they're also, by the way, cutting food supplies. So worldwide food supplies are dropping. China has to contract outside countries to supply food to their population.
Well, and don't worry about that, because we know that on June 11th of 2019, the CEO of USA Inc., Donald Trump, initiated or signed, into law an executive order allowing the expeditious creation of scientifically grown food, which will become GMO on the whole because of food insecurity and climate change. So for those of you that believe that just because we did not sign on to the Paris Peace Accord, that that brought us out of the Paris Peace Agreements, that is incorrect. You are being disinformed,
right,
and it's important to understand the facts. So I want to continue on with
right.
what de-energizing systems will do so that all of you can prepare yourselves. You're going to have to really prepare in advance. I can also say be very cautious of these phone and email area networks that are being set up all over the country, like Nextdoor, and CERT is another operated, government-operated network. What they're wanting everybody to do in their little designated areas is talk about the kinds of generators they have, the kinds of skills they have to help in the midst of these intentional attacks upon us by weather weapons. So they're literally able to look at different areas to figure out how they can hit them best with the technologies that will literally destroy them. So getting back to the article, they say that the conventional phones that are linked to copper lines generally operate during an outage, while internet phones and systems may not be operational and won't work if a customer's router shuts off. Cellular phones will not be in service depending on whether the backup power is installed at cell sites. I can tell you during the fires of 2017 here, people were not getting their wireless alerts that the fires were descending on them at 1 a.m. in the morning, and many people got out just because neighbors knocked on doors, with the flames lapping at their heels as they were trying to get out of the streets that were heavily congested. This is all intentional, and this is deplorable. They go on to say, too, and this is most important for everybody to listen very carefully, solar power systems do not work during blackouts unless you have backup batteries. Now,
exactly.
I
Plus,
need
you
to
also
add
need
something
a...
most important.
Yep.
If you have internet connectivity, which is what the major purveyors of battery sales tell you, you're connected to the internet, you have Wi-Fi. If the system goes down because of fires, you still may not have battery backup because you're connected to the internet of things, and it's important to understand that. But I want to move on because they say turning off the power affects
Great. We have about 30 seconds left. Thank you, Deborah. Amazing show.
Prime.net, everyone, please.
And we'll do that. We'll do a little video later on today or tomorrow, talking about that other issue. Amazing discussion. Back in a moment with Josh Bernstein. Hour number three coming up.
Which was most appropriate because that was you.